It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As many of us are aware, the production of natural gas in the Marcellus Shale has grown dramatically over the past 4 years, as have opponents of fracking. Protests have raised concerns in the natural gas industry, as well as questions about reported close ties between law enforcement and the natural gas industry in Pennsylvania, and whether law enforcement has violated the civil liberties of protesters and environmental groups. Journalist Adam Fetterman has investigated this issue for the city papers of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. He joins us now by phone. Adam Fetterman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to be with you.
In what ways are ties between the natural gas industry in Pennsylvania and law enforcement increasing? What are we seeing?
Several ways, both formal and informal, most notably through a group that I wrote about in the story called the Marcellus Shale Operators Crime Committee, which was established just a few years ago and really seeks to bring together law enforcement, prosecutors at every level in the state with security representatives of the oil and gas industry to share intelligence. And what I found is that they most frequently exchange information about the anti-fracking movement and individual activists.
So documents obtained by City Paper raise questions about police conduct and civil liberties. Talk about what City Paper was able to obtain and the questions that this brings up.
Right. Well, we got about 60 pages of emails and documents basically detailing the...
Excuse me, Adam, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we seem to be having some problem with your phone. So what I think we should do at this point is to try to reconnect, establish a better connection, and then continue the interview that way. We are talking with Adam Fetterman, a journalist who has investigated the issue of close ties between the Marcellus Shale industry and law enforcement, and whether those ties have infringed upon the First Amendment rights of those who are anti-fracking activists and active protesters in the anti-fracking movement in Pennsylvania. Adam Fetterman, again, having done a cover story for City Papers, has looked at this thoroughly and uncovered some interesting information, and we'll hear exactly what he found and what questions the documents obtained by City Paper raise about police conduct and civil liberties. We are rejoined by Adam Fetterman. Adam, thank you for hanging in there. Let's pick up where we left off with the discussion about the documents you were able to obtain as part of this City Paper report about police misconduct and civil liberties and what questions it raises.
Sure. So the documents detail, as I said, the relationship between this committee, the Marcellus Shale Operators Crime Committee, and law enforcement in Pennsylvania, and I should add other states that within the Marcellus Shale. And one example that I cite in the story is essentially surveillance of activist groups and protesters at a Shale Insight conference in Philadelphia last year. And essentially what happened is a private security firm called Global Security Corporation actually took a photograph of a protester at the conference and passed that information along to the Pennsylvania State Police. And as I'm sure your listeners know, the right to protest is protected, and the fact that these activities are being monitored by a private security firm working on behalf of the oil and gas industry, and then sharing that information with law enforcement is very murky ground as far as we could determine. And indeed, you know, we spoke with the ACLU in Pennsylvania, and they said, you know, it's not clear what the legal issues might be if police are accepting information from, you know, private security firms and infringing on civil liberties of residents of Pennsylvania.
Though they may clearly be overzealous here, Adam, does law enforcement have legitimate concerns? Should those in the industry have legitimate concerns just in this era of terrorism and terrorists not stopping at anything to achieve their aims? Shouldn't they be concerned about what could be done to undermine their operations?
Sure, they have legitimate concerns, and I would say that they should be deploying their resources to combat those issues that are most pressing. Among them, you know, cyber security is a huge issue for the energy industry. Yet, I found in the documents I got that didn't seem to be high on the list of things to target. And as you mentioned, you know, potentially terrorist threats. I don't know where that ranks for the oil and gas industry, but again, very little discussion of that in the documents that we were able to get. Instead, what you see is a real interest in, you know, anti-fracking groups who are most of, if not all, are committed to nonviolent civil disobedience in their work. They're very much above ground. They're not, they're not hiding out in cells, you know, plotting protests. They're very much above board. And I think what's troubling is that the industry and law enforcement are you know, using, you know, what are taxpayer-funded agencies to basically target protected activity.
As far as you can tell, then, is what is being done to monitor the activities of people in the anti-fracking movement, is it being done to intimidate protesters and criminalize dissent? Is that what's happening here?
I think that's part of it. Certainly with the, you know, going to the homes of certain activists, namely two who I write about in the story, one in New York. His name was Jeremy Alderson, and it is somewhat unusual for state troopers to actually cross state lines to investigate something. So a Pennsylvania state trooper actually went to New York to Alderson's home, purportedly exploring a claim that he had trespassed when he took photos for a publication that he writes called the No Frack Almanac. And then this same trooper went to the home of Pennsylvania activist Wendy Lee, exploring the same supposed claim, although she had gone to these same places many times before as part of a sort of a tour that she does with students and other people interested in the issue. And she felt that the reason for his visit was to not only intimidate her, but also to fish for information about other activists and, you know, what he described as acts of vandalism or violence.
There have been acts of vandalism. What are they, and have any of the acts of vandalism been linked to environmental groups?
None have been linked to environmental groups. They range from, you know, very sort of vague descriptions of suspicious charred debris near well pads, improvised explosive devices. At that one well pad, there was a shooting involving a white Ford pickup, and then apparently a pipe bomb found out in Elk County. And, you know, there have only been a couple of stories on these various incidents, and they seem to suggest that potentially, you know, disaffected oil and gas industry employees or even, you know, some of the charred debris cases were discussed as potentially, you know, drug-related. So very all over the map, and really nothing, it should be stated, linking them to environmental organizations. And the reason why that's key is that the same state trooper who visited the homes of these two activists also gave a PowerPoint presentation to an industry organization in which he not only framed the discussion of environmental terrorism and domestic extremism, but he then went on to basically discuss the different anti-fracking groups in Pennsylvania and then segued into a conversation about these various acts of vandalism, which is very suggestive. And I think that for people who are in the movement, that was deeply troubling.
And as far as the photographs taken by those to whom a call was paid by the state troopers, those photographs did not. There was no trespassing involved in those photographs. Nobody took pictures of something they weren't supposed to, or weren't allowed to take pictures of. Correct?
Oh, not at all. I mean, they were photos of a compressor station taken from a public road. Wendy Lee, the Pennsylvania activist, she's taken thousands of photos and posted them to her Flickr page, and she has many photos of this particular compressor station. They speculate that the oil and gas industry was just fed up with them and, essentially had the Pennsylvania State Police pursue them. We don't know that for a fact, but it's unclear what the impetus was for Trooper Hudson's visit to both of their homes.
And there's a history here, isn't there?
There certainly is. There's a history both in Pennsylvania and, nationwide as far as targeting, environmental activists and organizations. But in Pennsylvania, specifically in 2010, there was a scandal involving the State Department of Homeland Security, which had hired a private security firm to basically put out intelligence bulletins a few times a week. And these bulletins covered a variety of different groups and organizations, including anti-fracking groups. And that led to the resignation of the head of the department at the time, James Powers.
We've been talking with journalist Adam Fetterman. He has been investigating the issue of law enforcement officials sharing information about activists with Marcellus shale drillers. And Adam's reporting was for the city papers of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. You may remember the cover story in the city paper in Pittsburgh earlier this month. Adam, we appreciate your reporting and you're joining us to share information here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks very much.
Coming up, we'll get an update on the continued manhunt for accused police killer Eric Freen. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.